This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, with your host, Frankie Boyer.
Welcome. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I always love when we have entrepreneurial women on because I just feel there's so few of us in this world, and we're so thrilled to have with us today two women that have been true pioneers in Michigan and Illinois in the cannabis industry. And I'm thrilled to bring them, to introduce them to you. And they are with a company called New Era, and we'll talk about what New Era is. And Laura, you are, Laura Jaramillo Burnell is the Chief Operating Officer for New Era Cannabis. And Laura, welcome, and introduce Davina for us, please.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. It's really fun that we get to do this. My name's Laura. I've been with New Era for about 4.5 years, acting as COO since November. And I have with us Davina Capolupo. Davina is an absolute rock star. She's been with us for about a year. She's our head of retail operations, so really she's everybody's boss. She keeps us working. Davina comes from the world of retail. She was for many, many years in retail, classical retail. She was with Limited Brands and then helped open all of the retail locations for Fry Boots, which is a high-end sort of leather goods.
Who doesn't love Fry Boots?
Who doesn't love Fry Boots?
And can I just tell you that I've had several in my life, Davina, so I'm thrilled to have you with us.
We'll ask Davina how many she has, or collection.
I was just going to say, you know, I wish I knew more people that were the same size foot as me, because I probably have 100 pairs of them.
Oh, my God, I have such shoe envy right now. It's such boot envy. Oh, my gosh. How does one go from Fry Boots to cannabis and the reason why?
Yeah. So, obviously, during the pandemic, traditional retail, I think, was, you know, I kind of saw the writing on the wall and what that looked like for, companies and what that would be, you know, in the pandemic and then coming out of the pandemic. So for me, it was kind of one of those things of where can I grow in my next kind of adventure? And cannabis kind of led that in the sense of, you know, because it reflects a very different retail model. Your limited brands, but it was great to have the ability to have Fry where I had that startup mentality, and that's kind of what cannabis offered. It was the mix of both, which I think is, you know, kind of what got me in there, and obviously I am a believer of the product. I consume, you know, the product and use the product. So it kind of flooded it as a kind of a gift for me.
And I want to ask, Laura, I want you to go back into the early days of the evolution of cannabis and in Illinois and Michigan and how you were so involved in it in the early days.
Absolutely. So I actually, I landed in cannabis because of a family connection. So my husband's father is the founder, CEO of New Era, and he would describe himself as a reformed lawyer. He was a regulatory lawyer for many years, and so was involved in the early days of trying to get medical cannabis going in Illinois, and then won 3 of the original medical licenses in the state. So I was around and aware of all of that, but I was actually in media at the time. I was working in TV production and had seen the early days of setting up cannabis. And the truth is, it was sleepy and hard, not very profitable. It was a very restrictive medical program at first. Very few people had medical cards. There was, of course, a big gap in education. with the customer. And so it was a very different business. And it was when the Illinois legislature passed the adult use legalization bill in 2019 that we became like very keenly aware that this was an all hands on deck situation and that there was going to be a just tsunami of challenges and opportunities that would be happening all at once. And, you know, being involved in the family, I said, let me come and help for a couple of months and manage to transition. And here we are 4.5 years later. But when I joined the company in 2019, you know, adult use started in Illinois the 1st of January of 2020. So it was a few months ahead of the transition. And we didn't even have Google Maps locations for our stores. We didn't have hardly any corporate staff at all. We didn't have a marketing team. We didn't have an HR team. It was a completely different operation. It was almost like a really specialized medical office. And so we went through that insane transformation of all of a sudden having the problems we had at first were just processing enough people in a day. At the time, we were independent retailers. We didn't have any grow, and we experienced a really intense supply crunch, and we didn't have any flower on our shelves because all of the cultivators were selling flowers through their own shops, and they would show up for deliveries and say, hey, guys, we have patches and suppositories available for you. No flowers.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think that really made for us the importance to be able to have a lot of control over your own supply so you can really, you know, control your destiny and be able to control the products that you're able to offer your customers. And so we've just announced the acquisition of one of the major cultivation centers in Illinois. We're going to be, you know, fully vertically integrated. And I think that really marks a huge step for us in becoming the kind of cannabis company we've kind of always known we needed to be. So
how many stores and tell us a little bit about the retail operation in Divina.
Yeah. So currently we have 6 stores, footprint rise in Illinois. 4 of them are kind of central Illinois. And then one here in Chicago and then one in, Aurora, so a suburb of Chicago. Our retail operations, I mean, I think one of the biggest things coming on into cannabis, and I think one of the mistakes that most people make is thinking that all of that traditional retail, and I've been in retail for 20 plus years, not to age myself when I say that. But, you know, I think people think everything translates, you know, one to one from a traditional retail. And I think cannabis is a little bit different. So I think it's really understanding how to take the operations of what that traditional retail has and turn it into that cannabis and how it makes sense, you know, from a regulations perspective, from a completely, you know, different, you know, people, customer, you know, what we're selling is a lot different. You know, I joke that I can go to the, you know, to a retail store, buy a pair of jeans, and an associate can tell me that they look fabulous. I come home and they look awful, and I'll still go back, right? 9 times out of 10, I'll probably still go back and buy from that same company. Versus here in cannabis, it's very different. If you don't have that knowledge and you don't give that customer the correct information, and they have a bad experience from it, 9 times out of 10, they actually will go somewhere else. And so
right.
It's a very kind of concept from a retail perspective. And, you know, like I said, processes don't necessarily translate one-to-one because of the regulations.
And I would add one quick thing to that, which is we do have 6 current retail stores. Illinois allows a maximum of 10, and we're actually currently developing, going through various stages of construction, permitting, special uses, all of that for 4 additional, which are going to get us to that maximum that's allowed in the state of 10.
That's awesome. That's awesome. 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 But this has not been like a real quick road. Here we are, and this has all happened. This has been an evolution, and it's been years in the growing, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And tell me what the biggest, the hardest part of running an organization right now is.
Well, there's some of them that I think you would get the same answer from almost anybody in the industry right now. Access to capital is the biggest, most difficult challenge now, and overall the regulatory burden and regulatory uncertainty, right? Like the difficulty, everything in cannabis is 10 times harder than it would be if you were running, you know, a boot store, right? Your bank relationship is harder and your payroll provider is harder to source. And like, you can't use the same marketing tools that you would be able to use if you're not legally able to. So all of that regulatory burden and the tax burden, which is just, I think the effective tax for close to 80%, right? So all of that makes cannabis a much harder environment to be in than a similar kind of consumer product or retail environment. It's all of that uncertainty, that regulatory burden that you carry.
I hate to do this, but we've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Give us a website, please.
NewEraCannabis.com.
We'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Back. It is Frankie Boyer, and before we went to break, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey, we didn't get the spelling of the website, and you know and I know, Davina and Laura, that people are saying, okay, new era, how do you spell it? What's the website?
So it's actually spelled N-U-E-R-A. There's a funny story about that. So we actually, when we were in the medical only program, as we were talking about a little bit earlier, the name of our company was originally NUMED, N-U-M-E-D. And so one of the first projects I worked on was, you know, working with our marketing director to come up with a new name that was appropriate for the adult use era. And so, you know, Bob, our CEO, really liked the new portion of the name. And so he wanted to keep that NU, and he, you know, we kept brainstorming new rec, new leaf, new green, and you know, we couldn't hit anything. And one time he comes to me and he says, I got it, new era, that's name, let's call it new era. The funny thing about that is, you know, I'm Colombian. I grew up in Colombia. I didn't immigrate to the U.S. until I was a teenager, and so Spanish is my first language, and Bob, as I said earlier, it's my father-in-law. And I couldn't stop laughing, and I said, Bob, you know what new era, which you would pronounce Nueva in Spanish. Do you know what that means in Spanish? Well, it means daughter-in-law. So,
oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, so I like to joke that I was doing such a good job that he named the entire company after me. So I am the new era.
I love that story. That's such a cool story. So I asked you a question before we went to break, and both of you cut right in. What are people coming to cannabis shops for today?
Yeah, this is Davina. I think, so what I was kind of alluding to before is, you know, I think there's still our customers that are, you know, coming in and still having this, you know, a little bit of intimidation of not knowing, you know, what product is going to best fit their kind of end use, right? I think the interesting thing about the evolution of cannabis has been, you know, a lot of people that even the ones that quote unquote call themselves experts, you know, always would come in and just shop for like your highest THC percentage or just a sativa indica hybrid. With the way cannabis is kind of expanding, there are so many new products on the market and the education piece is huge. And so, cause it is overwhelming. And so now, you know, our customers are coming in and really kind of going in on the end use for what they need. So, you know, if it is, you know, we see, you know, cancer patients who come in and have, you know, are needing it to help with their appetite, you know, or nausea, to people who are using it for, you know, solutions for sleep, you know, and we obviously have our, you know, customers who come in and are looking for like, you know, good time to go to a concert and whatnot. But, you know, it's interesting how it's kind of continuing to change over time with that end use kind of thought process.
So I have to ask you, we're hearing how stress, anxiety, and that my endocannabinoid system is so different than both of you. And one of the hardest things to explain, and at least on my shoulders, is to explain, how do you tell somebody what their sweet spot is? How do you say to somebody, it's trial and error, you have to see what works and how you feel and understanding what the benefits are and what you're looking for. And I'm just curious how you do explain that in a time when society is up in arms. We are so stressed volatile situations are occurring everywhere.
You know, Frankie, I think that one of the benefits that I would say that that is one of the benefits in one of the entire new, it's the new era of cannabis, to kind of lean into it, that legal cannabis brings us, which is if you're trying to discover how your body reacts to cannabis, to different consumption methods. I mean, you can smoke it, but you can also vape it, but you can use concentrates, but you can eat it, but you can use patches, you can use topicals. There's a much broader type of consumption that you can explore. But also the legal cannabis world, you know, before you would get whatever you got and you didn't really have certainty what was in there. Now we can give you incredibly precise information about dosage. So you can try, for example, microdosing and slowly increasing your doses until you understand how it affects you. Because we all have stories of people that have had terrible experiences because they ate a brownie once 30 years ago, but who knows how much was in that. Now you can get a pill that has exactly 2.5 milligrams and you can see how that affects you. And you can try a second pill and try 5 milligrams and see how that affects you. So having very precise dosage control, but also a lot of more information about the different types of cannabinoids that are in what you're consuming. There's a whole broad range of minor cannabinoids. You know, there's CBD, which has gotten a lot of attention, but things like CBN, for example. And you can start understanding that there's different strains, different terpene profiles, different cannabinoid profiles that could affect you differently. And having access to all of that extremely detailed testing so that you can know what it is that you're trying, so that, as you said it, each person has a different endocannabinoid system and they need to get to know it, but at least you can have and understand what the difference is between one thing that made you feel one way and another thing that made you feel a different way was, so you can continue to find your desired outcome over time.
Yes. There is also the explosion of mushrooms and psychedelics. And I'm just curious, will you guys be selling them? Have you started already? And your feelings of putting all of it under the cannabis umbrella?
We, I would say that the regulation, in at least in the states where we're operating, is not at a place where we're able yet to start delving into that, right? There's no regulatory framework. There's no,
that's interesting because there are a couple of, it's interesting because there are a couple of dispensaries in Massachusetts that feel differently and they are experimenting and playing with it.
Yeah. We are not in a place where we can do that in our states, at least where we feel comfortable that the laws and the regulations are firm enough that we can start looking into it. I think it's a fascinating world. I mean, some of the research that's coming out around psychedelics is just incredible. From a business perspective, we're watching, we're very interested, but we're not actively exploring it yet.
Right. And I have to go back to the question that everybody always wants to know is it still viable? Is it still lucrative to get into the industry in this day and age? Or has it become saturated?
I think the answer to that is, like a lot of things in cannabis, that each state is a different world. Each state acts as a completely different market with completely different rules, and how profitable it could be entirely depends on what those rules look like.
Right.
I do think, you know, what we're seeing, Illinois, which is where we have our largest presence, the truth is, it is getting a lot more competitive, right? When we started adult use back in 2020, there were 55 dispensary licenses in the entire state. Now there's nearly 400 that have been issued, and they're starting to pop up all over the place. And there's
we have to go for a quick break. And the best website is New Era.
Sure, our website is neweracannabis.com. That's N-U-E-R-A cannabis.com.
We will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's not addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Yeah.
back. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer, and joining us now. And I had the opportunity to meet David at Expo West this year, which is like the largest natural products show, and was so impressed with David and his company, Sati Sodas, and SatiSoda.com, by the way, the website. But David, you are doing a CBD soda that is, as far as I know, David, one of the early ones or first ones to be totally organic. Is that true?
Yeah, yep. It is, Frankie, and thanks so much for having me on your show. It was great meeting you at Expo West there in March. And, yeah, we actually, after 3 months of a lot of work, we got certified organic, USDA certified organic last week. And, yes,
to our knowledge,
we are the first and only certified organic CBD beverage on the market right now in America.
That's organic. Certified organic CBD. David, tell me, why did CBD capture you? What was it about CBD that you wanted to create an entire business around it?
Well, I first started hearing about it from friends of mine that were getting incredible results with inflammation and anxiety. And I was just like, wow, that sounds amazing. So I started trying it. And sure enough, I had a lot of stress going on in my life, and it was super beneficial. It relaxed me without having, without putting me to sleep or anything like that. It was intrinsic in a way. I'm not even sure how to explain it, but it really helped with the overwhelm of life.
So relaxing without getting drunk, relaxing without getting high, kind of just like chilling.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, and so that's why it's really interesting that I've been thinking about wanting to start a ready-to-drink company for over 20 years. And part of that reason is because I've been sober for over 30 years, and so I used to go to Whole Foods and other stores.
So, wait a minute, I want to go back to that. That's like major. You've been sober for 30 years?
I've been sober, August 27th, 1992. So coming up on 31 years here in August.
So a lot of people will say, but you're using drugs. So what do you say to people when you say, no. I'm never going to get high from CBD. It has nothing to do with
my
sobriety.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. CBD works on a level, it's not THC, okay? And again, nothing wrong with people doing THC. This is not about any of that. I've seen amazing things happen with people using THC. But CBD is it doesn't get you high. And I think that's part of why there's a lot of, question marks out there in the country, that people are just uneducated around it. So we have every batch of our soda is third-party tested to show that there's no THC in it. There's nothing that's going to impair them, right? So they can drink a Sati while they're driving down the road. They're not going to be impaired at all. It really works at a cellular level, Frankie. And we have three different flavors, but they also have three different functionalities because we put other functional ingredients in our soda along with the CBD.
Yes. That is so cool. I'm loving the story, and I'm loving the fact that you have such extended sobriety that you can be so knowledgeable about this, because so many people need to hear what the truth is, because they associate CBD with automatically, I can't do that, it's going to affect my sobriety.
Yeah. No, it's not the case. It's not the case for myself. Now, other people may choose that it is, but for me, I just don't see it that way. I think CBD is super beneficial. I've seen it with so many people. And, I think that's where the difference is. If people drink alcohol, or they do other types of mind altering drugs, their mind is altered. And with CBD, that's not the case.
Right. So we're not altering any minds right now. This is not mind altering.
Right.
Now, David, no. go back for just a moment about the different choices that people have. So you're making this functional CBD?
That's right. Yeah. So we're making these functional sodas, right? Really a healthy soda is really what we wanted to create for folks. And so we
I love
have
this. A healthy
flavors.
Soda. Yeah. What are the three flavors?
Berry. We have energy. We have energy, which is berry flavored and has a little bit of caffeine naturally occurring from the yerba mate and the guayusa that's in it. And then we have chilled ginger, which is ginger flavored, and it has chamomile and ginger flavor in it. Powder, as well as the ginger flavor. So people that like ginger absolutely love it.
Oh, I bet.
And then the clarity, the clarity is lemon lime flavor, and it has ashwagandha and rhodiola in it. So it's really great for brain clarity, mental function. And so only the energy has a little bit of caffeine. And we have it with CBD, and most recently, we have the same formulation without CBD. Okay,
oh.
So that is really recent, and both are certified organic, right? We use the same certified organic ingredients for both, and we have the only organic CBD product on the market as far as even the CBD process. Of course, the hemp is grown organic, but also it's the process and how it's made. It goes through an organic process through the processing.
How expensive is that to bring to market? It must be outrageous.
You know what? We really wanted to keep the price down. That was the other thing, Frankie, when we launched, I saw the pricing that people were charging. And now, of course, a few years ago, CBD cost a lot more than it does right now, but we just really wanted to keep the cost down. So that it's more accessible to more people. And so for most retailers, they're selling it at the store for $3.99. Some of the more specialty shops may be selling it for more like $4.99, but we sell it on our website with free shipping for $48 a 12 pack. And I know we're doing a great special with you for 15% off when they put in the code Frankie.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. Thank you for doing that for the audience. How can people, how do you get to purchase it? Where do you order? And I need to know about the name. Tell us where we get it first.
Yeah. You know, obviously the easiest way from the comfort of your own home, you can go to Sati Soda, which is S-A-T-I-S-O-D-A, satisoda.com. Sati, you know, initially it's short for sativa, which is
the
CBD comes
from.
That's
one of the strains.
Right?
Yeah,
and then we went on to find that sati actually means a lot of amazing things in different cultures around the world. We love that it means mindfulness in Buddhism.
Oh, I love that too,
So that's really what we've tried to emulate from doing this for 3.5 years is just being mindful about everything we do, and that's where the organic piece came in. We just said, we really want to
David
set
McLaughlin,
ourselves apart
I
and
love
go
your
USDA
mission.
Organic.
Yeah, I love your mission. I love that it's organic. I love that you are bringing it to market, that you're giving people choices and options, not having a sweet, over-sugary soda, clean, simple ingredients, certified organic, and congratulations on your own sobriety and encouraging others to have a sip of CBD instead of a drink. And I love that mission.
Thank you, Frankie. I really appreciate it. It does make a really good – what you just said is exactly what we're going for. We want to taste good without being sweet, right? And so our low amount of organic cane sugar that we put in there makes that happen. And on our website, there's a recipe page because a lot of people – the whole sober curious movement, a lot of people are looking for alcohol alternatives.
That's right. They
are
looking for
it.
Yes.
Right? We
have
a recipe page.
David, hold on one second. Hold on one second. We need to take a quick break. I want to keep you on because this is, I really am feeling that this is such an important option for people. So hold on. Hold that thought. Give us the website one more time and the code.
Yep. Satisoda, SATISODA.com. And then for 15% off, put in Frankie.
Okay, and we'll take a quick break. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with David McLaughlin from Satisodas.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. And what an hour we have had. I just said to Tahira, I can't believe how quickly it's gone by. Tahira Ramatula is with us today. Her new book is out. It is called Waiting to Inhale. Tell us a little bit about your co-author and his connection. It's so fascinating how he is so much involved in the addiction world.
Yeah, Kwasi is a very, very impressive person. And, you know, I was just thrilled at the opportunity to work with him and learn from him throughout this process. He's a professor in the Department of Sociology at the University of Toronto. He's a senior fellow at Massey College. And he's an affiliate scientist at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. And it has really focused a lot of research on those elements as well as cannabis amnesty. His focus has been around the intersections of race, crime, criminal justice, and it's been fascinating to really learn so much from him throughout this process as we've been, you know, working on the book, because I don't think people realize how all of these pieces, all of these, you know, race, crime, all of that is really intertwined. And I think we're seeing that a lot more today, you know, particularly around addiction and mental health. And it's been, you know, it's something that we don't get to dive into that much in the book. There's a lot that had to be left on the cutting room floor, but it's something that I hope we can talk more about.
My question to you is, I truly believe that addicts can be addicted to anything. And so, even though many that I interview on this program say that cannabis is not addictive, I want to know what your thoughts are, you and your partner on this book. What do you think, your co-author?
Well, I think we have discussed, you know, the reality is, to your point, Frankie, you can be addicted to anything. And that is the truth. There are people who are addicted to sugar, to caffeine, to, you know, adventure, you name it. So it's certainly not something that we say that, you know, you cannot get addicted. There are people who will say that you cannot, but my belief in Akwasi as well is that there are elements of addiction for anything, and cannabis included. What we don't have is any research that shows addictive qualities of cannabis in the same way that, you know, even sugar and caffeine are sometimes shown to be more addictive. However, I'm a firm believer that everything needs to be in moderation, no matter what it is, because addiction is pretty widespread. And, you know, I think we just assume that it's something like heroin or cocaine or something along those lines, but it's not. And too much of anything can be challenging for you. So certainly not coming from a position that cannabis should be consumed all day, every day in lieu of anything else.
I know that with alcohol, it runs in the genes. And I'm wondering if there's any evidence and if anything was studied in Israel or Spain, because they're the leading pioneers in the studies of a family gene that could possibly tie over when it comes to the world of cannabis.
You know, we haven't seen that much research around it, even out of Israel. But I think that these are all coming, because now that we have more availability even for the testing element of it, to be able to do the studies to see if there is any passage from one family member to the next. I mean, the reality is that the research element is still pretty new. You know, Israel is really the leader on that front. Other countries have been trying to do more, but hands are tied to some degree because of the legality elements and what you're actually able to access or not. So we don't have any research that I have seen yet that shows us that, but I do firmly believe that it's something that is needed, and I do think it will come over time. We also just don't have enough of a population base really to show that just yet. You know, some people still won't admit about their consumption, and so we're still working on the stigma element of being able to share that this is something that people are using regularly in their lives.
You write about real people in your book who have really made an impact on you. Can you just share? We don't have a whole lot of time, but a quick story or two.
Yeah, so one, happy to share about Michael Thompson, who was serving a ridiculous amount of time in prison, and you know, had a whole life ahead of him, and then was picked up for a cannabis transaction in Michigan, and then ended up serving several decades in prison, and really his cannabis crime led to police using guns as a way to get more time for Michael in prison. And you know, he's someone that his story is heartbreaking. You know, his mother died while he was in prison. He missed decades of his children's life, and he was released a few years ago because nobody should be. I mean, Michigan is legal, so what he went to jail for doesn't even exist anymore. But he was in there for decades and decades, and now, you know, he's in his 60s and trying to restart life, and just hearing what led to that happening and how he's trying to get back on his feet and also advocate for others who were in a position like he was, because now he's on this side and he is seeing what is happening. You know, that transition to life outside of prison is not easy. And so wanting to help the serving time for things that happened to him, and as well as those who are coming out. Another woman is Evelyn LaChapelle. She was in prison for assisting in trafficking. You know, she had a young daughter and was able to get out of prison, but it was devastating. You know, the time that she was in there, her ability to get jobs. Now she was well educated, had a whole life ahead of her, and now is working in the cannabis industry, has her own brand. She's been part of the Last Prisoner Project, and just being able to hear from people who are actual constituents.
Nice. Yes.
So much.
This has been such a treat having you with us today, Tahira. Really, it's just amazing, Tahira Ramatula. The book is available, MIT Press, and it is such an important book, Waiting to Inhale. And real quickly, the best way people can get the book, Amazon, wherever books are sold?
Yeah, you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Penguin Random House, all three of those locations, all those websites host the book.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And thank you all. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.